Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bernie Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Ted Kubiak. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Danny Walden. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jerry McNerney. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Roberto Pena. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Skip Lockwood. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Skip Lockwood. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting second. The left fielder, Roy Foster. Batting third. The right fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ray Fossey. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Duke Sims. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Hydman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. And now, play ball. Bernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pinson. The throw from McNerney and he is out, Kubiak applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Danny Walden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walden is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney strikes out. Two outs. Roberto Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pena hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Olander. Pena reaches second base with a double. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is called out on strikes. One out. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sims fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubiak takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to second. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon takes first base on ball 4. Jack Hyde is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Leon moves to second. Jack Hyde is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyde hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Leon moves to third. One out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell strikes out. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 1 in the game. Olander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leon scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0 for 1 in the game. Walton strikes out. One out. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0 for 1 in the game. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pena is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Pena strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pinson hits a fly ball into center field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves strikes out. Two outs. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lockwood is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Leon hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Hydeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydeman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hydeman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nettles moves to second. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-1 in the game. McDowell hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Olander hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hydeman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hydeman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-2 in the game. Walton hits a fly ball into center field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Pinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fossey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-2 in the game. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first, with Lockwood covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0-for-2 in the game. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Peña hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Brewers. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-2 in the game. Alves hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alves. The throw from Fosse and he is out, Leon applying the tag. Two outs. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lockwood is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nettles for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hydman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton pinch hits for Sam McDowell. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bradford pinch runs for Tony Horton. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bradford. The throw from McNerney and he is out, Pena applying the tag. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ulander hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 2, Indians, 2. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Dave May pinch hits for Danny Walden. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0-for-3 in the game. McNerney is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roberto Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pena is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Pena hits a line drive towards short. Hydman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Sanders now pitching. Dave May now playing center field. Tommy Harper now playing left field. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fosse hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-3 in the game. Sims hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton pinch runs for Duke Sims. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hinton moves to third. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Leon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hydman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Chuck Hinton now playing first base. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hegan strikes out. One out. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Max Alvis. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-4 in the game. Smith hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Brewers. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kubiak takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Kubiak moves to second. Rick Austin now pitching. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hinton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Tommy Harper now playing third base. Lou Camilli pinch hits for Rick Austin. Lou Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a line drive into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Foster hits a line drive towards third. Harper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.